Dave and Dejanovic.
So what is the one word you would use to describe the 2024 election? The New York Times asked hundreds of voters. They came up with some doozies of responses, and I thought this would be a good one to talk to Dave about, my glasses half full co-host who looks at Election Day 2024 as like Christmas.
I get one word?
You get one word.
Okay,
sure,
one word, looking at the Trump-Biden, finally. Finally, we got what we wanted. The rematch.
Why don't we ask our listeners to text us at 57500. What is the one word? Keep it clean. What is the one word that you would use to describe 2024? The New York Times really broke it down very nicely. And we're going to go over some of the word choices that their readers picked. But let me start with this statistic, this one statistic. Almost 30% of Americans believe that neither candidate would be a good president. New York Times citing a March poll from Gallup. 29% don't have buy-in with either Trump or Biden. Wow.
Yeah, I get it. So I think I have a different word, and I'll be curious to see if this landed on the list. My real word finally was my joke word, but my real word is resigned. I'm resigned to the fact that these are the candidates. Does that hit the top 10 list?
No.
Did anyone feel that way?
No, not that I'm seeing.
So often,
that's
I think,
a good one, Dave.
As we look at the 30% of Americans that don't think either would be a good president, that's a moot point. It doesn't matter. One of them is going to be president. So how are we going to figure it out?
Okay, can I just stop? I'm laughing because I turned away for a second to look at you to get your word resigned. And I turned back to our text line at 57500. And the thing is on fire.
You've got all the words?
Oh, you've got all the words. Okay, we'll get to your words. Keep texting 57500. What's a one word that you would use to describe the 2024 presidential election? just text it to 57500. Keep lighting them up. We'll get to your words in just a moment. But the New York Times put this question out in a much more scientific way than we
versus
did.
The 57500.
Yeah, who cares though, right? I mean, we do it our way.
We'll probably get hundreds of responses
we
on our text
our listeners.
Line.
Listeners, thank you so much. Only text us if it's safe to do so. We'll start. I don't know if we'll go over all of them, but let's start with number. Let's go six. The number six is just made me laugh. I read this the other night when I was in bed, and I was laughing so hard. Excited. What?
There we go.
What?
Excited for the rematch.
Excited for the 2024. Yeah, the redo.
This is Ollie Foreman. This is, you want
excited.
The big rematch.
No, excited is something, it's like Christmas Day and you're 3 years old. That's excited. The fifth coming in number five is scared. I can see that. Number four, nervous. I feel the same way. I'm nervous. I'm nervous about my 401k. I'm nervous about the economy. I'm nervous about President Trump and all of the things that he says all in caps all the time. That makes me nervous to think we got 4 years of that. But on the other hand, I look at Biden and I'm like, we have 4 years of that. So hopeful. Whose glass is half full? Hopeful.
Those were the only two optimistic words, hopeful and excited. The rest were either negative or uncertain.
Disappointed is number two. Disappointed. Probably, I'm going to just go on a limb here and say disappointed because, to your point, you resign. Two candidates, 29% of Americans don't want to lean into either one of those candidates. They're not happy with either option. So you're just disappointed that we're at the same place we were a few years ago.
I think disappointed in the fact that we so willingly accept the status quo. We so willingly accept the people that are in office, the same old folks that... It's the bird in hand mentality, right? They're like, I know who these two candidates are, so I'm just going to stick with them, even if they are enormously flawed.
Okay, so Dave and I are talking about the one word. What one word would you use to describe your feelings about 2024 in the election? The New York Times did this survey. They asked hundreds of voters what was their one word. I'm going to save the number one response in the Times for after we get to our text line, because we asked you at text in at 57500. What is your one word? And our text line is literally going bonkers here. Nobody is like, I don't see the word joyful on here, for example. I don't see the word yay on here. I see the word disgusted. I see the word disastrous. I see the word useless. What do you think about that word?
Useless is, that's super harsh. Also pretty accurate. I think it, I have more optimism than that. I can see how you would get there, though.
This texter, 57500, says, again? Question mark. That's their one word. Geriatric?
Yes and yes. The again question mark is has so many meanings to it. Like, did we really look at both these candidates, and of all the Republicans and Democrats out there, those are the two we settled on again?
This listener says discouraged. I think that was one of the words that was on the New York Times list. No, actually, that's a different word that wasn't on. Disappointed was on their list, but not discouraged. Frustrated. Mm-hmm. Frustrated. That was number seven on the New York Times list. So the New York Times poll, they feel the same way you do. Frustrated. Embarrassing. Oh, okay. Let's talk more about that word. This is from our text line. Embarrassing. Do you feel embarrassed as a nation?
Yeah.
We have these two.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. We should be embarrassed because there are a lot of great people out there, right? From both parties. You know, I certainly lean more conservative, but there are great people out there. We host often with Greg Skordas. He's run as a Democrat several times. I love Greg. He's great. There's a lot of people that even though we may not agree with all the policies, we can say, you know what, you are a good person, and I can rally around that. I don't know how we can look at these two candidates, Biden and Trump, and in different ways, not be able to pick them apart on so many different levels. It is embarrassing that we thought, you know what, these are our best chances to hang on to power.
Here's the word, deserved. That's from our listener, deserved. You're right. We get what we deserve. I mean, we have put ourselves in this position as Americans.
Only ourselves to blame. Absolutely.
That's right. It's deserved. That's a great word. I hadn't thought of that word. But, you know, when we make the choices that we make, when we vote for who we vote for, we decide to support who we support, and we put people in power, we deserve what we get. And Biden and Trump, we deserve them. Those are our two choices. Boy, thanks. Keep the texts coming in. 57500. We've got about another minute left. Annoyed is another word, Dave. Conundrum. Yeah, so that's always like when a conundrum. Depressed, defeated, mortified. Mortified to me is stronger than scared. Mortified is like the freight train is coming and we can't jump out of the way.
Okay, I gave you my word. Mm-hmm. Resigned. What's your word?
Well, it's not as exciting as your word, but deflated. I feel deflated.
Yeah, yours, it's hard to get excited resigned about either.
Yeah,
of these.
I just feel like wah wah wah. Mm-hmm. You know, I've 57 years old. I don't know how many more elections I have in front of me.
I've only got 40 elections left.
The runway is getting shorter for me, and here I am going into my 60s with one of these two choices. What is Social Security going to look like? What in the world is my 401k going to look like? All of the things. So the number one word from the New York Times from their listeners on their question, how they asked voters how to describe the 2024 election in one word, is anxious. Anxious. So anxious could be, is that like anxiety anxious, or is that like I'm anxious to see what the outcome is?
Oh, I think it's the first one. I don't think this is, oh, we're just 6 hours away from Santa coming. I don't think it's that kind of anxious.
Okay, so there you go. We're wrapping it up, but keep the text messages coming. I'm having a fun time reading the text line. Straight ahead, a couple of different stories that we're looking into. It's tax day. First of all, don't panic. So Dave's here with his top five tax tips as we round out the show next.